the truth about mRNA vaccines. That's the question everyone's been asking. What is going on with mRNA vaccines? And so I thought, well, you know what? Let's get one of the top researchers on the planet on today's show to ask her about the truth about mRNA vaccines. Dr. Judy Mikovits, how are you, ma'am?
I'm doing very well. Clay, how are you?
I'm doing good. I always love having her on the show because words that I would have never, ever said 5 years ago, like mRNA, I would have never said that. So when our listeners will leave us comments on Rumble or they'll email in, they'll say, could you get someone to talk about the mRNA shots? So I'm going to queue up a brief video clip. And I'm going to get Judy's wisdom here because I feel very comfortable asking her. I feel very uncomfortable discussing it. So here we go. Let me hit play. Here we go. And
talk about, I would say, this week's whistleblower. Fairly new to the scene. Obviously, a prominent heart doctor in the UK. We saw him speaking out on GBN News back in October. Well, now he's written maybe two of the most important papers to be written about the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA vaccines. It's getting a lot of press. It's getting a lot of attention. In many ways, you could say he's going viral. He's on the news. He's doing conferences and talking about this. So this is just a taste of really the new star on the block when it comes to transparency and a passion for the scientific method. I'm talking about Dr. Ashim Malhotra. Take a look at this.
I was one of the first people to have the COVID-19 vaccine.
I helped out in a vaccine center. I was on Good Morning Britain helping tackle vaccine hesitancy.
I did not conceive of the possibility that a vaccine could cause any real harm at all. It wasn't even anywhere in my brain. Over a few months, conversations with various people started to make me think a little bit differently.
Somebody from a very prestigious British institution, cardiology department, researcher, a whistleblower, if you like, contacted me to say that the researchers in this department had found inflammation from imaging studies around the coronary arteries. And they had a meeting, and these researchers at the moment have decided they're not going to publish their findings, because they are concerned about losing research money from the drug industry. Knowing this information, which is very concerning, Stephen Gundry's paper in Circulation, and also anecdotal evidence. I mean, I have a lot of interaction with the cardiology community across the UK. And anecdotally, I've been getting told by colleagues that they are seeing younger and younger people coming in with heart attacks. We have 14,000 extra unexplained out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in this country alone. Israel data, 16 to 39-year-olds, they did a very rigorous analysis, 25% increase in heart attacks and out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in 16 to 39-year-olds, specifically associated with the vaccine, not associated with COVID.
I was under the impression the vaccine would prevent transmission. We obviously now know that's completely false. That isn't true. We don't even know if it was true at the beginning.
Okay, so Dr. Judy Mikovits, apparently I'm allergic to that video there. What are your thoughts on this this mRNA shot and what you just saw there?
Well, you know, we knew that. Because we appreciate messenger RNA, and we appreciate that the reason why he didn't see it with SARS-CoV-2, he said COVID, because remember, we were all told the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 causes COVID. The monkey virus, SARS-CoV-2, part HIV, part XMRV, and part SARS, causes COVID, which it didn't meet the causative definition because everybody with COVID, any evidence of infection, had to get sick. Okay, so he said, not COVID, but this mRNA vaccine. Why? We changed the mRNA. So the scientists made a synthetic message that didn't break down, and they put a pseudouridine in it, which is not uridine, which is our RNA. One of our base pairs in our RNA is uridine that binds to cytidine. There's adenine and guanine, the purinergic modulators we love to talk about with ivermectin signaling. So the reason why not with COVID is because it was synthesized, manufactured, so it doesn't break down as God's immune system would have it break down. So the fun thing is, if we know the sequence, if we know how each of the shots, because he also talked in that interview about mixed vaccinations and things like that, what Dr. Malone's been talking about, because it's very hard to sort it out, because that mRNA vaccine, the synthetic lipid nanoparticle that Dr. Malone helped formulate, has the patents on, as we know, that synthetic virus doesn't break down at 99 either. That's what a virus containing mRNA that makes a spike protein, even if it's a synthetic lipid nanoparticle, is a synthetic virus. So it never was a vaccine, but it was intended to be. So all we need to do is look at that messenger RNA and break it down the way God had us break down SARS-CoV-2, and then healthy people can be healed even from the shot. And that's the direction we're going.
Now, I've got another video clip I want to share here. This is from the leading technologist, Aaron, at Google. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to make sure we're getting this idea. I help companies grow their business, but I'm very clear. I'm very good at growing companies, but I'm not good at doing the thing. And someone says, what's the thing? Let me give you an example. Like a dentist. Dentists say, Clay, I will pay you to grow my dental practice. They say, I got it. Mm-hmm. But I don't fix molars, bicuspids, incisors. I'm not a dentist. They go, okay, yeah, great. So, Roy, a good friend of mine, Roy says, could you help me grow my automotive repair shop? Yes, I can, but I don't fix mufflers. Right. Shaw Holmes says, could you grow Shaw Holmes? Yes, but I don't build houses. Yep. So it seems bizarre to me that the lead technologist at Google, Ray Kurzweil, mm-hmm. This is the lead technologist. He's the director of engineering at Google.
Yep.
He's now saying that mRNA is the best technology in the world. Now, this guy is the mentor of Yuval Noah Harari. Oh. He's considered to be like the Sultan of Silicon Valley. And on September 17th, he said this out loud. Listen to this, folks.
Well, we've already shown it. And the Moderna vaccine is actually the best of the vaccines we've had. And it literally took 2 days to create. And we'll get to the point where we can test it out also quickly.
Dr. Judy, what are your thoughts about this guy, the lead technologist at Google, all of a sudden interjecting himself into the medical field, mm-hmm. and now saying that it's the best? I mean, mRNA is the best, he said, as of September 17th.
Well, he said it's the best vaccine. Because their goal, remember what? The goal of the globalists is to preserve favored races in the struggle for life. That is, take the most vulnerable, the blacks, the IV drug users, the poor, and let's just make sure we can test it out. It takes only 2 days to create one that can destroy a given race or population or culture, whether it be Jewish or Black, because we understand the genetic susceptibilities of the mRNA. Yeah, so it's great because it takes only 2 days to change those codons and take normal influenza A and change it into pandemic, the influenza A that caused the 1918 flu. And we know what those codons are because those are the experimentation that's been
codons. You're saying codons?
Base pairs.
Yeah. What's a codon?
It's that builds the code. Every base pair in the RNA is the code. So the code is who do we want to kill? So every base pair that you change, every nucleotide in the DNA or nucleoside in the RNA. So yeah, it only takes 2 days to synthesize that machine. We can make it. We can throw it in a synthetic lipid nanoparticle that goes in every cell of the body, that goes in the sperm, that goes in the egg, that goes everywhere in the body. And we've got this. And then we can light it up with luciferase. We know exactly how to do it. We experimented on the population. We killed who we wanted to kill. You know, this is what I've been saying at your shows for a year. It's premeditated murder of the people you injured, gave them vaccine AIDS.
Aaron, I'm going to play this next clip here. And what I'm going to do is, and I'm not attacking you, okay? You're one of, Oklahoma's most successful home builders. You run one of Oklahoma's largest home building companies. And you're kind of like the man on the street, okay? Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm going to play this to you as an entrepreneur. You did go to Bible college. You're a sharp guy. I'm going to play this. I want to get your take, and then we'll go to Dr. Judy. This is Elon Musk, mm-hmm. who, again, he's coming from the technology space going, hey, mRNA. Let me tell you why it's great. Listen to this, Elon.
It's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. you can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence. So.
Aaron? Well, here's my thought on that. Yeah. It's like, I kind of put it in the same category as nuclear power.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, what an incredible discovery nuclear power is, except if it goes bad. And then we get Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And it's like, he's sitting here going, it's amazing can do with this mRNA.
You can turn into a butterfly.
Well, I mean, you know how he is with his Neuralink and the different things that he's been working on. He's like, oh, you'll be able to take care of somebody who's a paralytic. You'll be able to use this, you know, Neuralink and core out part of your skull and attach these wires to your brain. And, you know, things that sound like they're great in the right hands are great things. But the problem is you have this thing called fallen man who sometimes doesn't always have the purest, you know, ideas and the purest, you know, intentions for what they've got a hold of. And when the more powerful that thing is, like nuclear power, the more scary it becomes when it's put in the wrong hands. You know, you put a hammer in the hand of a builder and he's going to build. You put it in the hand of a killer and he's going to kill. So it's just that's kind of how I take his statement.
And hey, with all due respect, I want to throw it out here. You are a prominent conspiracy theorist, and so we have to toss out what you just said. I'm just kidding. Okay, so Dr. Judy, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a great analogy. And see, the one thing that in the hands of the wrong thing, any technology, you know, but no, he lied to us there a little like Satan. Did he really say that? Did God really say don't eat of that tea? Is that what he really said? So they just twist those worlds a little bit. And what did he say? He could manipulate the sequence to make us a butterfly. But that's absolutely not true because we're not a sequence. We're a chromosome. And God's wrapped all our DNA tight on our chromosomes, all 46 in every cell, and they're protected from hackers like him. They can't get in there without their needle, without their genetically modified organisms, without the fang, there is no snake venom. It doesn't poison us. It can be all over the world. We can walk on the snake pee all we want on the sand. We can do anything as long as you don't inject or ingest it. And this is what the book of Daniel, God, you know, humans, we're the best and the brightest, and we won't eat your food. We won't ingest it, and we won't inject genetically modified. That's how we win. Trust God and nobody else, and there's nothing they can do. The potential is all God's. He's God, he's all knowing, but all we have to do is trust that and not let them turn us into these things we've been the last few years.
Now, Ray Kurzweil, again, this is a brand new interview. I mean, he's hopping on interviews, Ray Kurzweil, and this is hot stuff. This is Yuval Noah Harari's mentor. He's just the top guy at Google here. Listen to this guy. Back it up. Here we go.
What's exciting, what's terrifying about nanobots?
What's exciting is that that's a way to communicate with our neocortex, because it's each neocortex is pretty small, and you need a small entity that can actually get in there and establish a communication channel. And that's going to really be necessary to connect our brains to AI within ourselves, because otherwise it would be hard for us to compete with it.
Dr. Judy, what are your thoughts? This guy wants to connect your neocortex to computers.
Don't stick any Q-tips up your nose or break the blood-brain barrier. Let anybody into the meninges of your brain. We were given a skull to protect that wonderful lump of fat that signals. Mm-hmm. We've been given everything we need. They've got to get them under our skin, and we won't let them.
Now, this guy, Michael Levin, this is October 1st on the same, for anybody out there that doesn't know this, if you go to YouTube right now, okay, you've got a YouTube, all right, we're going to type in Michael Levin on YouTube, everybody, pull up with me here. This is the channel you're going to see right here. This channel is by Lex Fridman. He'll interview Elon Musk, and he'll interview Joe Rogan, and he'll interview, he'll have Ray Kurzweil on there, you know. And so he interviews this guy, Michael Levin. I made myself watch this 3-hour interview. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the best of the worst. Watch this guy. He's from Tufts University. He's a biologist. And Tufts University is super connected to the World Economic Forum. If you look it up, folks, you'll see it. Here we go.
Some of our latest work with these xenobots, right? So what we've done is to take some skin cells off of an early frog embryo and basically ask about their plasticity. If we give you a chance to sort of reboot your multicellularity in a different context, what would you do? Because what you might assume by the thing about embryogenesis is that it's super reliable, right? It's very robust. And that really obscures some of its most interesting features. We get used to it. We get used to the fact that acorns make oak trees and frog eggs make frogs. And we say, well, what else is it going to make? That's what it makes. That's a standard story. But the reality is, and so you look at these skin cells and you say, well, what do they know how to do? Well, they know how to be a passive, boring, two-dimensional outer layer, keeping the bacteria from getting into the embryo. That's what they know how to do. Well, it turns out that if you take these skin cells and you remove the rest of the embryo, so you remove all of the rest of the cells and you say, well, you're by yourself now, what do you want to do? So what they do is they form this little this motile little creature that runs around the dish. They have all kinds of incredible capacities. They navigate through mazes. They have various behaviors that they do both independently and together. They implement von Neumann's dream of self-replication, because if you sprinkle a bunch of loose cells into the dish, what they do is they run around, they collect those cells into little piles. They sort of mush them together until those little piles become the next generation of xenobots. So you've got this machine that builds copies of itself from loose material in its environment. None of this are things that you would have expected from the frog genome. In fact, there's
self-replicating robots. Robots that can reproduce, create copies of themselves, make babies like humans do, robots. The second story was about a tech firm which is offering money to people to have their faces imprinted on robots to create what they call robots with human faces.
What?
I don't want to jump to conclusions or question the intention of the scientists involved. But it's hard to not ask this question. Have these people never read science fiction? They're creating robots that can multiply and machines that will look like us. What could possibly go wrong?
Dr. Mikovits, would love your thoughts on this research about, again, these are new words for me, embryogenesis and nanobots. What are your thoughts on this? Xenobots.
Yeah, that's foreign. Foreign is xeno and bot is a bot. Nano is a tiny little bot, 10 to the minus 9. Here, is that a good definition? But what he said, embryogenesis is start an embryo from a group of cells. He said loose material self-assembling. Well, you can lay all the dust. Remember where we came from, dust to dust. And God breathed life into us. All that loose material floats around all day and it never creates a butterfly or a human. So it's the same thing. You know, God formed us from the dust, breathed life into us. We have that soul. We have that free will. And we can laugh about how silly they are that they think they can play God. But simply look at in vitro fertilization. What can they do? They can create that little 64 cells in a little shell in the test tube, but then they have to implant it in a female uterus that is prepared by hormones, according to God. They cannot make a human in a test tube despite everything else. They still need a woman. They still need God. And we are not loose molecules floating around in our cells. We're all protected. Every 46 chromosome, hundreds of miles of DNA wound up, you know, right there. The code can only be read by God, the architect of humans.
Now, final clip I want to share with you here. Again, I feel like I live in an alternative universe where I'm looking up clips all day, every day that I don't want to know about, but I need to know about, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is a little clip I put together here. This features Jennifer Doudna. Now, Jennifer Doudna is known as sort of the leading mind behind CRISPR, the CRISPR gene editing technology. Here we go.
So this story really starts with DNA. You probably know that DNA is the code of life that gives cells the ability to function, gives organisms the ability to develop. Imagine that we had a tool whereby we could actually fix individual mutations in DNA, much like you would do with a word processor to cut and paste and edit text. What if we had a text editor for DNA in cells? And it turns out that now we do. We were able to engineer this as a two-component system, a single protein and a single RNA that provides scientists with the ability to program this enzyme as a molecular scalpel to cut double-stranded DNA at sites that are directed by this piece of RNA.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism. Mm-hmm. And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point.
Okay. So a lot there. Love to get your thoughts on CRISPR. And it sounds like Dr. Robert Malone is trying to blow the whistle about how this mRNA technology can be used. I loved your analogy, by the way, about the nuclear energy.
Yeah.
I think that's so very, very accurate. Yeah. Dr. Mikovits, what are your thoughts on that last clip there?
Well, it's again the same. CRISPR technology, you know, has been in organisms, in bacteria, in enzymes. We have enzymes, we have RNases that degrade RNA-DNA hybrid. Remember I told you a few weeks ago, 97% of our mRNA is never translated into protein. It is regulatory on-off switches of genes. We're protected. So we have a reverse transcriptase in our genome. It's called polymerase theta. We have 8% of our genome is human endogenous retroviruses. That means they have reverse transcriptase, can write backwards into RNA, into DNA. And then there's a little gene in a retrovirus called integrase. Oh, it cuts open the DNA at certain places and it inserts itself there. So that's a CRISPR that they made in the lab. We don't care. Our God gave it to us so that we and our own human cells use those enzymes. So we've always known the mRNA could be reverse transcribed, put itself in a dividing cell. That's why the liver, the hematopoietic, the blood stem cell is in the liver. The hematopoietic means blood, hema, blood stem cell. And that's what they simply can't manipulate. Yes, we have all of these things. They think it's a big deal that they made it in the lab, but they still, we've known about CRISPR for 30 years and they can't do what they want to do. So they're telling you they can do what they want to do. We sounded the alarms. We've told you from the beginning, absolutely, mRNA can be reverse transcribed into DNA.
Come on.
inserted into your genome. We told you that every single animal study told you what was going to happen. These aren't the first mRNA vaccines. We've put monkey mRNA, cow mRNA, bird mRNA, the mRNA of other humans in every single viral vaccine and in every single product that we put aborted fetal tissue, RNA, DNA, and God's given us all of these mechanisms. RNA-L is only one. I think we number them all the way through the alphabet. We have editing functions given by God that say, nope, that's the wrong base pair. Take it out of there and put it in. That's what BRCA1 is, the breast cancer gene. When you lack that, you can't go repair your DNA. We know these mechanisms. We've learned them with the gift of the technology, and in good hands, we can fix all of this. And this is what I'm excited about, because Dr. McCullough and Malone right there said, oops, we didn't think it could happen. Well, we thought it could happen. We just, we're censored. It's no one's fault. So our work was retracted and we were silenced. But at the end of the day, we can fix it all.
Now, Aaron, as we wrap up today's show, I wanted to share with people a very special announcement. Are you excited about the special time? Okay, now this is what we're going to do. Let me get my special music ready. I got to get the special music ready for the special moment. You know, it's Christmas is practically around the corner.
It is right there.
And I'm telling you, folks, what happens is a lot of people say, they always tell me, Clay, how can I support
the movement?
Well, step one, you got to get Maliki Waka, you know, little Bing Crosby pulled up.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Mele Kaliki Waka. Say it again, Rob.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Say it again. Come on. Say
I like listening to your version.
Come on. Pass the boy, Mahalo. Say it again.
Kaliki Maka.
Okay, so you get that queued up. And now we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pull up a website. Let me tell you this website. This is a beautiful website.
From the left.
Let me pull it up.
Where palm trees sway.
Let me pull this up, folks. Here we go.
Here we know the
here we go.
Will be green.
Okay, we're going to go here. Now, if anybody goes here to the shop right now, this is how it works, okay?
Yep.
If you buy anything right now, okay, you got to buy anything.
Anything.
And you just text me a proof of purchase to this number.
Christmas to you.
Okay, we just text the number. So you got, this is my phone number.
Yep.
So step one, you got to go buy something here from Dr. Judy's website. Anything. Yep. I don't care how much you spend or how little you spend. And you text me proof of purchase to 918-851-0102.
Yep.
Today.
That is your cell phone.
I'm going to give away a backstage pass where you can come meet Eric Trump.
Oh.
Mike Lindell.
All right.
Jason Flynn. Dr. Mike. You're going to see all these people. Dr. Tenpenny. Jim Brewer.
Aaron Antis.
Oh, come on now. Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel. Now, we got to do this. You got to go up here. Now, again, this is a 24-hour flash special.
Okay.
It's a flash special. Dr. Jim didn't know about it. You didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it.
But we're doing it now. You got to go right now.
Right now.
To the website, TheRealDrJudy. Now, Dr. Judy, people are saying, well, what kind of things should I buy for the book buyers out there, Dr. Judy? What's a good book for everybody out there?
Oh, well, all of our books are on the website, The Ending Plague, Plague of Corruption, The Real Anthony Fauci.com by Robert F. Kennedy, The Glyphosate, The Toxic Legacy of Glyphosate by Stephanie Seneff. Every book on our site is a great one to buy. Plandemic, Technocracy, Learn About the Rising Trojan Horse of These Global Elites. Everything's there. We'll stop the censorship. That's a perfect Christmas gifts.
This now,
Christmas-
Aaron, I'll say this to the bonus gift, okay?
Yep.
There's more. Oh, there's more.
But
now,
there's more.
There's more. Now, if you now, some people would say, what are you going to give me? You're going to give me a free Shaw home? I can't do that. Okay. What I am going to do is if you buy two items, you have a chance to win two backstage passes.
All right.
To the Reawaken America Tour. And let me just pull up a little footage so people can know what you're signing up for. We're going to have thousands of great patriots in the place. We've got baptisms. We've got a meet and greet event. You're going to love this, folks. It's going to be one of the highlights of your life. You're going to come to this. You're going to go, I can't believe it. I met Dr. Mikeovitz. I met Eric Trump. I met Mike Lindell. I met my favorites. Okay, so here we go. This is kind of a behind the scenes look of what it looks like. And then we'll let Dr. Mikeovitz go, but I want to pull this up here. Again, this is recap. This is Idaho. Okay, just a little look here, folks.
Yeah.
So you're going to see, first off, you're going to see thousands of entrepreneurs there, business owners,
people who are employed, self-employed employees, people that come from all different walks of life, black, brown, white, people from East Coast, Left Coast, they're all going to be there. We got praise and worship going on. You're going to see Sean Foyt. He'll be there.
Yeah, he will.
You got Dr. Mark Sherwood. He'll be there. There's General Flynn. You got Amanda Gray still, Emmanuel. There's Dave Scarlett. Okay.
Robert Kiyosaki will be there.
Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, yeah. General Flynn, he's pointing at us. There he is. You're going to, Eric Trump will be there. But you got to buy something on the real Dr. G. There's Mike Flynn right there. Or Mike Lindell. Titus and Isaac, Smith brothers, yeah. So many great patriots all in one place. Now, again, recap, because I'm a bad communicator.
Eric.
Yeah. Step one, if I want to win a backstage pass, what do I have to do?
You got
to
buy something from the real drjudy.com,
okay.
realdrjudy.com.
Okay.
If you buy two things, then you have twice the opportunity you're going to be able to get two backstage passes potentially. And then you have to text proof of your purchase to 918-851-0102. That's your cell phone number.
That's my cell phone number.
And that could get you a backstage pass. And I'll tell you, because I'm the person who handles the people coming for the backstage pass, it's amazing how gracious and how nice all of our speakers are.
Oh, yeah.
Who come backstage, they take pictures with them, they chat with them. It's really a neat experience.
I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be a blasty blast. Dr. Judy, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully, everybody's just filled up their stocking with wonderful Christmas gifts, courtesy of TheRealDrJudy.com. Thank you, ma'am, for being here. I'll give you the final word.
Well, thank you for that great Christmas gift to me, and I can't wait to see you in Pennsylvania.
All right. Take care, Chief. Have a great rest of your day.
See ya.
Psst, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody.
Whoa.
The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's Chief of Staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Mannheim, Pennsylvania on October 21st and 22nd. Again, we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Mannheim, Pennsylvania on October 21st and 22nd. And then on November 4th and 5th, we are taking the Reawaken America tour to Branson, Missouri for the final Reawaken America stop of 2022. Come join Simone Gold, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Pastor Greg Locke, Stella Emanuel, Eric Trump, Dr. David Martin, Kash Patel, Owen Schroyer, and many other great American patriots. On the Reawaken America Tour thus far, we've featured Charlie Kirk, Sean Foyt, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Chad Prather, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Seth Hullhouse, Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Roger Stone, Pastor Mark Burns, Mike Adams, Sidney Powell, Scott McKay, Joey Gilbert, the Prophet Amanda Grace, the Prophet Julie Green, Del Bigtree, Team America, and countless names that you know. Come join us on the Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com.
Whoa.
Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, we'll play Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
Remember this one? Well, actually,
yeah,
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa.
All right, Angelina, how old are you?
13.
Joey, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Joey, what's your relationship to me?
So I go to school with your daughter, and
okay.
I work for you.
And who's this person?
This is your daughter.
That's right. Okay. And we have MyPillow products in our home.
Thanks to Mike Lindell. And what we're doing today, guys, is we are joined here in the studio because I want to encourage everybody that it is starting right now, Mike Lindell Appreciation Month today on. And so what I encourage everyone to do now is I want you to go to MyPillow.com. People ask me all the time, they say, how can I support the tour? How can I help the Reawaken America tour? You go to MyPillow.com. Let me show you real quick here. You go to MyPillow.com. And I'm going to do it right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Point up the website. Feeling the flow. Working it. Logging onto my account. Feeling the flow. Clicking it. Okay, so MyPillow.com. And Joey, do you own any MyPillow? You go to MyPillow.com/Clay. So MyPillow.com/Clay. That'll get you a discount off of everything right there. Again, MyPillow.com/Clay. Joey, do you own any MyPillow products?
I do not.
Okay. Well, that means that you need to get started. You need to go up there to MyPillow.com/Clay. And if you buy anything at all on MyPillow.com, it helps support the Reawaken America Tour. Angelina, do you have any MyPillow products?
Yeah, I have slippers, and then I have a couple pillows.
You got slippers, you got pillows?
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Well, I don't have any other stuff.
Do we have cat beds?
Mom, do they sell this?
Yeah, they sell cat beds. They sell mattresses.
We do have cat beds.
And listen, have you purchased your Christmas presents yet?
No.
That's the problem. You guys got to get out there. So you just go to MyPillow.com/Clay. You can support the Reawaken America Tour. And I want people to know this. Also at timetofreeamerica.com, you can download my newest book. Can you grab that there, Angelina? It's my newest book. It's called The Great Reset. It's The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. You can download this book 100% free today at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, you can watch the documentary, which you're in. You can download the documentary for free tonight by going to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the watch the Reawaken America documentary. You can watch it. Then again, Joey, I hate to call you out, but have you bought your Christmas presents yet?
I have not.
It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month. How have you not possibly purchased your Christmas presents yet?
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's make sure we're learning at home here. If we want to support Mike Lindell, the Reawaken America Tour, and for the fight against election fraud, Joey, where do we go?
MyPillow.com/Clay.
Yeah, /Clay, and then we get a discount. And Angelina, have you got your Christmas presents yet?
No, I don't have any money.
Don't let that get in the way, okay? What we got to do is we got to go to MyPillow.com/Clay. That's where you can buy your MyPillow products. Have you seriously not purchased your Christmas present yet?
No.
Joey, have you not got started yet?
I have not.
What are you guys doing? It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month here. So go to MyPillow.com/Clay. That's one way to support the Reawaken America Tour. Also, you can download the documentary for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com. And you can download my new book, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. All this is available at timetofreeamerica.com. And again, you can support Mike Lindell Appreciation Month by going to MyPillow.com/Clay. And what better way to say I love you this holiday season than by buying your friend or family a cat bed? Or moccasins, or a mattress, or do you own any other MyPillow products?
I just have slippers and then the pillows, and then I don't know if the cat beds are from there or not.
You just grab the slippers? Yeah, I'll be starting my Christmas shopping today. You know why?
Why?
Because it's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month starting today. Also, folks, people always ask me, they say, how's that lawsuit going with Dominion? Well, what happened is the former head of security for Dominion Strategies, Eric Coomer, he decided to, by the way, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can check this out. But the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, he has decided to sue the Reawaken America Tour because he claims that we have defamed him. And so by sharing the truth about election fraud. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer that ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the day while intoxicated. So and he lied to police who were wearing a body cam, and they captured it all on video, which I'm going to show to you in just a moment. So again, folks, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, our lawsuit against Eric Coomer, as we defend ourselves against the defamation lawsuit of Eric Coomer, just go to MyPillow.com/Clay. That's one great way you can help out. I really do appreciate all the help out there, folks. Thanks again.
Wow.
One of the bed and breakfasts from Street Inn or something like that and took off on foot. I'm going to have 8 go over there and secure the vehicle.
Holy crap.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you Eric?
Yeah.
So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here putting the order away.
Okay. Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's 2 blocks down on the right.
Okay, and you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah. Had a couple shots with the cook.
Okay. Do you mind if we step out back and talk for a
second?
So, walk me through your route to get from where you parked there.
Came from my house, came down. I live up on the Mesa.
Okay.
So I came down. Side route, came down Sackett, parked over there.
Okay. So what happened in between there?
Okay, I'm gonna come around to the front.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So you didn't hit a building?
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have your truck with damage on it.
Okay.
Matching damage to a building down there.
Okay.
And witnesses saying a guy in blue plaid got out of a truck and came back here.
Okay.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
No.
Okay. You understand why that's hard to believe?
Understood.
But you were the only person driving your vehicle?
As far as I know.
Okay. And you parked it 2 blocks up on the street there? Okay.
So at this point, 4x4 pickup truck,
we're at Fork Hill Road. This officer can take you to jail.
Okay.
You're gonna charge you with felon misinformation along with all the traffic stuff.
Okay.
Or you can cut the nonsense. He cuts your ticket for the crash, and we move on with life. It seems goofy to me to jam yourself up with more charges when you obviously responsible for this thing is property damage. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Understood.
So.
Like you said, we're at a fork in the road. The choice is yours.
Okay. You can talk to my attorney.
Okay. Go ahead and turn around. Put your phone back for me.
Yep.
He was being filmed on body cam. And he lied to police about what happened. If you're saying, well, what can I do to support right now? One thing you could do, and I mean this, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click on the button here that says donate to support Clay Clark, Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great because the legal fees, the ongoing legal fees for this lawsuit are almost $3,000 a day. So if you could donate anything, I mean, we just had somebody donate 11 hours ago, $20, someone donated $100, any amount at all would be absolutely helpful. All that money goes to just fight against that lawsuit with Eric Coomer, who's coming after myself, Mike Lindell, and other patriots. And then the second thing you could do is if you go to mypillow.com and you want to buy anything at all, you know, Jordan, it's never too early to buy your Christmas presents, right?
No, it's never too early.
What's the earliest you bought your Christmas presents? Like, what's the earliest in advance that you purchased your Christmas presents?
January.
Of the year. So January after December, mm-hmm. You bought it almost a full year in advance?
Yep.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody, just go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything. And that is an absolutely great way to support the tour. I'm very appreciative for everybody who's showing up at the Reawaken America Tour. But again, for anybody who says, Clay, how can I help the tour? How can I help you guys? Again, go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything at all that helps support Mike Lindell and the tour. Also, if you could donate anything at all to support in our ongoing litigation versus Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, who believes that the Reawaken America Tour is defaming him. Apparently, a lot of people don't want you to know about election fraud. The question is always asked. The question is always asked at the Reawaken America Tour. People always ask me, what do you actually do for a living? I mean, what have you been doing since 2006? Jordan, you work inside the Reawaken America Tour. You come to the events there. Yep. And by the way, be really close to the mic so people can hear you. Do people ever ask you that question?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So, we help businesses grow. I mean, if people ask me, you know, what do you do for a living? I help businesses grow. The main thing I want people to know right now, if you're watching right now, you have a business and your business is struggling, it's maybe not doing super well. This is what we do. If you go up here to thrivetimeshow.com, so we're going to go to thrivetime, show.com and you click on testimonials, you're going to see over 2,000 video testimonials from real people just like you who we've helped to grow their businesses. So this is an example. The Flyover Conservatives, we helped them to grow their brand by 16,000% in the last 12 months. We've helped Shaw Homes to grow from a $24 million company to nearly a $200 million company. And we've helped this company, Electric City, to grow dramatically. The Delrick organization to grow dramatically. The Green Line Plumbing Company. This is what we do. So if you're out there today and you say, I have a business and I need to grow my business, or I want to start a business and I don't know how to do that, I encourage you to go to thrivetimeshow.com, click on the testimonials button. And when you click on the testimonials button, you can see, I mean, literally I've worked with thousands of clients since 2006. I grew up very poor and wanted to be not poor. And so I started my quest to not being poor at the age of 15. And I built America's largest DJ or disc jockey entertainment company, which I sold around 2007 called DJConnection.com. I no longer have any connection to that business, but I own a haircut chain called Elephant in the Room. It's EITRLounge.com. It's a haircut chain. I also am a part owner of a dog training franchise. For anybody out there that wants to learn how to own your own business by becoming a dog trainer, we do that. Also, I coach with wonderful clients and help them grow, like flowphotos.com, like PMHOKC.com. Jordan, I mean, you're here every day. Why do you believe that the clients that we work with grow?
Because we keep them on task and do everything they have to grow, whether it's more reviews, whether it's hiring, firing, whatever it is they need to do, we make sure they do it so
right,
they can improve.
So if you're out there today and you're looking for a proven business system, a step-by-step, almost like bowling with bumpers where you can't possibly lose, you want a proven path to grow your small business, just go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click here on conferences. You can learn about attending one of our conferences. If you're looking for one-on-one consulting, you just click here on business growth consulting. You can schedule a free consultation with myself. And if you want to learn about how we've been doing it since 2006, you want to see proof. And then the question is, well, how much do you guys charge? I have always, this is my process. I charge a flat rate. So we charge $1,700 a month, $1,700 per month to teach you the specific moves you need to know to grow your business. And that includes videography, photography, web development, search engine optimization, everything that you need to know to grow your business. But then we actually help you implement those proven systems. And my partner, Dr. Robert Zellner, between he and I, we've built now it's 14 multi-million-dollar companies. And I encourage you to check out that story and to see that proven success, the history of success at thrivetimeshow.com. Again, so if you're looking to attend a business conference, we can do it. If you're looking for one-on-one business consulting, we can do it. We charge you less money than it would cost you to hire a minimum wage employee. And then we teach you the specific steps you need to know to grow your business. We meet you each and every week to teach you the systems, to hold you accountable, to help you implement those processes. And then we include photography, videography, web development, search engine optimization, workflow design, public relations. We include here executive coaching, how to manage your team. We help you track your leads, how to launch your online ads, how to do photography, videography, sales training. I mean, everything you need to know to start or grow a business, we do that for you. And it also starts at thrivetimeshow.com. Jordan, you're meeting some great people at the Reawaken America tour. What kind of person out there would be a great fit to become a client of ours, and who would not be? Because we only take on 160 clients at any given time.
Right. So anyone that really wants to be pushed, anyone that wants to grow, truly wants to grow, because if you don't, you're not going to do what it takes, whether it's more reviews, whether it's video, whatever you need to do. It's how far you're willing to be pushed.
And it's a month-to-month program. So I don't want to waste your month or my month. Most of our clients stick around for almost a decade. But again, we only want to work with diligent doers, people that are willing to put in the effort to grow their business. And if you want to learn more about those business workshops or the one-on-one coaching, go to thrivetimeshow.com and schedule your free consultation today. My name's Clay Clark. This is Jordan.
All right, my name is Clay Clark, and this is Derek Sisney.
Hello.
He is not a male model, but he could be a male model if he wanted to be. He's going to be one. I want to show you something real quick. A lot of people are asking, how do you get the Reawaken America gear? How do you buy it? How do you get the stuff? And I've done a poor job of talking about it. It's almost like a secret how to get it. What you do is you go to timetofreeamerica.com. All right? And you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you click on this little menu over here, and you click on shop. And then what happens is, you click here, you figure out, do you want a shirt? Right here, boom, you get the Fauci lied, people died, pick a side shirt. You got the Reawaken America, you got the Thrive Time Show. It's all right there. Or you can click on a book, you can get Fear Unmasked, you can get Now I See, The Art of Getting Things Done, Start Here, etc. And then what happens is, after you buy it, then Angela over here, she gets the order, right, but Angela? And we fairly certain she's not Antifa. We don't know. But so then the book, the order comes in, and then I'm going to sign the book for you. So I'll devalue the book. So I'll just, you bring them over here and I sign them. We sell like four or five a day. And then where do you go to mail these things?
I go to UPS.
She goes to UPS. So if you're out there, we work for FedEx, we're sorry. But we go to UPS. Okay, so again, and then I'll sign it here for you. So again, if you want to get the swag gear, step one, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You buy the stuff. You go here, timetofreeamerica.com. Once you go here, you click. Let's do it again. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Okay, we're there. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'm going there for the first time. I click. I go to shop. Right there. Shop. Boom. Then it pulls up various interweb things that are occurring right now. Then I figure out what I want to buy. And when I buy it, I will personally sign it and send it to you.
Now, Jordan, I'm sure there's a certain percentage of the population that would like for me to sell them the book, but promise not to sign it.
Yeah.
That's also something I do.
It is.
I would be happy to personally not sign a book for you if that's what you want. So if you want to buy a book, we're going to learn about the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset, but you're saying, please don't sign it. Please do not devalue the paper in that way. We'd be happy to not sign it. Jordan, would you be happy to sign books if people want you to sign a book?
I will sign if you want me to sign.
Beautiful. My name's Clay Clark. That's Jordan. Get those books. Get that swag. Get that apparel. Get all that Reawaken American gear at timetofreeamerica.com.
So we have that ready, so let's get together and let's do a fantastic painting. I'm going to start off today with a small amount of phthalo blue. And we'll just take and pull a little bit out and then tap the brush. That assures a nice even distribution of color all the way through the brush. Just tap it. Just tap like so. Just go right up here.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the U.S. dollar. And my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view. And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise. Don't wait.